This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tell me if it's working. It's working, yeah? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala abdillahi wa rasulih Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. MashaAllah, nice to see that we have a nice group of students here today. And inshaAllah ta'ala today we're going to do something a little bit new. We're going to keep on our topic of tafsir. But we're going to do a surah that I personally think is very, very important. Okay? We're going to do a surah that I think is very important. Before we do that surah though, I have to ask a couple of questions about, generally, about the 10 days of the Hijjah. Because as you know, we are in, which day of the Hijjah is it today? Third. So the first day was Thursday. Second day was Friday. Saturday was the third. Today is the fourth, right? Fourth day of the Hijjah. You know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min ayyamin al-amal as-salihu fihinna ahabbu ila Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam al-ashr." There are no days in which doing good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. So it's the best 10 days for doing good deeds in the whole year. So you guys need to make sure that you take advantage of the time, inshallah. And no doubt that Eid is coming up as well. Eid al-Adha. What's the day before Eid called? Yes, Muhammad. Yawm Arafah. Yawm Arafah. This is the day when Allah frees the most people from the hellfire. ما من يوم أكثر أن يعتق الله فيه من النار من يوم عرفة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no day in which Allah frees more people from the fire than the day of Arafah. What do we do on the day of Arafah? It's going to come on Friday. It's going to come on Friday. What do we do on Yom Arafah? Who else knows apart from Muhammad? Girls. Dua if you're in Hajj. Yes, you make dua. But what about if you're not in Hajj? What's the main thing you're going to do in the day of Arafah? Fasting. Yeah? Fasting. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ I expect from Allah. And you كَفِّرَ السَّنَةِ التي قبله والسنة التي بعده أو كما قال. I expect from Allah that Allah will wipe out the sins of the past year and the next year. And on the day of Eid, what do people do on this day of Eid? Eid al-Adha. What's the main thing, that the main act of worship after the Eid prayer? What do the people do? Yes, Noah. Sacrifice the animal. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ They sacrifice the udhiya, the animal. Very good. And we did some khutbas on that topic recently, so you guys, inshallah, maybe you heard. Did you have a question, Mubeen?
We have a question.
Sorry?
Question. Go
on. Zakah on Eid al-Adha. Not specifically, zakah just comes when it's due, right? Like whenever you need to pay zakah, you need to pay. But this is the best 10 days of the year for giving charity. Yes, Muhammad?
Being kind to people.
Being kind to people in all the 10 days of the Hijjah. Very good. That's a very good that you said that, Muhammad, because you led me on to a very important topic, which is our topic for today. And that is the tafsir of Surah Al-Humazah. The tafsir of Surah Al-Humazah. Who wants to recite the surah for me from the boys? So many volunteers, I don't know who to pick. Actually, nobody put their hand up.
I know that I just forgot the first one.
I know it, but I forgot the first ayah. Allah If you forgot the last ayah, it's okay, but the first ayah, you're not gonna get very far if you forgot the first ayah. Okay, we have, go on then, Muhammad, tafadhal.
Thank you. Ahsant, mashallah, I did very well. Excellent. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ لُمَزَةِ. And there's a reason I chose this surah, and when we finish the surah, you're going to tell me what the reason is. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ لُمَزَةِ. Okay. The word wail, when it comes in the Quran, it means destruction. Allah is threatening that the person who does this is going to be destroyed. Or it means a valley in Jahannam. Somebody is going to go to Jahannam who does this. So that tells us that what's coming up now is a serious sin, right? What's going to come up now is not a small thing. It's going to be very, very serious, very bad. And we know it's going to be bad because Allah said that the person who does it is going to be destroyed. And Allah said that the person who does it is going to be in a valley in Jahannam, in the hellfire. What is this thing that if you do it, you're going to be destroyed? Or if you do it, you're going to be in a valley in the hellfire? لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Do you have an idea? No, it isn't. That is a reason to go to the hellfire for sure, but it's not what is mentioned in the surah here. Okay, so the girl's got it right. Backbiting, talking badly about people, making fun of people behind their back. This is al-hamzu wal-lams. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, if you do it, you're going to be destroyed and you are at a risk of being from the people of the hellfire. Al-hamzu wal-lams. And these two words, they are different types of backbiting or making fun of someone or speaking badly about someone. Some of the scholars said, one of them is when you do it with your actions and one is when you do it with your tongue. How could you, for example, backbite somebody with your actions? How could that even be possible? Yes, Anas.
Like, for example, like, you keep on pointing at them
behind their back, yeah? Making faces, yeah? Or even with your eyes, yeah? Could be like that. What do you think? Mimicking them, yeah? Like, trying to copy them, making face, the same face that they make. Yeah, what do you think, Muhammad? Mocking them, but how? With your actions. You can mock them with words, but how would you mock them with actions? Making a face at them, okay. Making faces at them and stuff like that. Okay, that's one thing. Al-hams. The other one is with your words. What is backbiting? So I'm going to ask this one to the girls. What is backbiting? Not bad. The girls got nearly there. They said saying something bad about someone behind their back that you wouldn't say to their face, even though it's true. They made it a bit more complicated than it needs to be. What do you think? Let's see, who have I not heard? Father, go ahead.
Like talking about somebody, like with another person, that something bad about them.
So talking behind someone's back, okay? Talking behind someone's back. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned what backbiting is. He said backbiting is saying something about your brother that they wouldn't like. So saying something about your Muslim brother or sister that they wouldn't like. I want to split the two of you up because, wallah, it's kind of cute that you're kind of poking each other and stuff, but it's also disturbing my class, so don't do it. They're okay, they won't do it again. They're not going to do it. No, not him. No, this one's okay. Sure. Yeah, leave him. He's not going to do it after that. Okay. Saying something about your brother or sister that they don't like. The Sahaba said, O Messenger of Allah, what if it's true? He said, if it's true, you did backbiting. And if it's not true, you did slander. So let's just say that you said something about someone, it's completely true. Completely true. What you said, 100% true. But you said it behind their back and they wouldn't like you to say it. This is backbiting. What do a lot of people make a mistake with? A lot of people think that backbiting has to be a lie. That's not backbiting. Backbiting is not a lie. A lie, you call it slander. Backbiting is when you tell the truth about someone. Oh man, this guy is so annoying. And it's true, they are annoying. But if you say that behind their back, that's backbiting. If you make a face behind their back, it's backbiting. If you point at them or you make gestures at them, it's backbiting. Anything you say when they're not able to defend themselves, it's backbiting. What about even speaking in a different language? That's a problem we have among a lot of Muslims because we speak a lot of different languages. A lot of people here speak different languages. Sometimes when you want to make fun of someone, you speak in your own language. And that person can't understand. You say, "Ah, look at his face." You're making fun of that person in a language they can't understand. It's backbiting, even if they're in front of you, because they can't understand what you're saying. Some people, and this is where the girls went a bit wrong. Some people say, it doesn't matter as long as you say it to their face. Some people think it's okay as long as you say it to their face. So you say to their face, "Akhi, wallah, you are like this, you are like that." And then you say it behind their back. And someone says, "Don't backbite." You say, "I'm not backbiting, I said it to his face." This is also included in Al-Hamzu wal-Lams, Al-Humaza wal-Lumaza. Some of the scholars said it means pointing and it means talking behind someone's back. Some of them said one of them is when you say it to their face and one of them is when you say it behind their back. So you can't even say stuff to someone's face. Even to someone's face, you can't say something that would hurt them. Even if it's true. Even if it's true. Sometimes it's true. But even if it's true, you can't say it to their face. Or behind their back. In a way that hurts people, even if it's true. What's the punishment? Either a valley in Jahannam, or that Allah will destroy the person who does it. In this world, what are some of the punishments that come from backbiting? In this world, I'm not talking about in the hereafter, I'm talking about now in this life. Girls, what do you think? So what would happen if it got back to the person, what you said about them? What would be the outcome in this life, in this world? What would be the bad things that could happen from backbiting? So what you said, girls, is perfectly true. It goes back to the person, and then what happens? It ruins your relationship with them. You ruin your friendship with them. Now you lost your friend. Because of what? Because you were being silly when they were not there? Oh, he's like this, he's like that, she's like this, she's like that. And then you lost a good friend because of it. What else can happen? What else could happen? Worse than losing a friend. Yes, Habibi, what do you think?
Could get caught.
But if you get caught, like what? Like someone say, "Okay, I got caught," but like what can happen? You could lose a friend, right? Your friend can just say, "Look, you're not even a, you know." You could even lose all your friends, because if you do it to one person, you're going to do it to the other. And if you do it to the other, you're going to do it to the other one. And eventually everybody hates everyone. What do you think? You get punished by Allah, definitely. But I'm thinking about, apart from getting punished by Allah, like what could happen? What's one of the worst things that can happen? Yes. That's from Allah though, right? Like a small chance of going to Jannah, that's true. But it's from Allah. I'm talking about just in this world. Yes, Muhammad. Or they, like for example, Allah made something bad happen to them in this life. Yeah, it could happen that something bad happened to them in this life. Yeah.
People start backbiting them.
That's what I was looking for. That's exactly what I was looking for. You're 100% right. People start backbiting you. They do the same to you. So you think that, oh, it's funny when your friend is not there. Oh, you know that Muhammad, why have you seen him? That Muhammad is like this. No, Muhammad's like that. What an idiot. You start saying all these bad things about him. But you don't know. You don't know that when you're not there, they do the same thing to you. They say, you Abdullah, you are like this and like that. And everyone is backbiting everyone else. What's even worse than that? What do you think, girls? Even worse than that. Worse than losing your friends and worse than them doing it to you. See if the girls have an answer.
Don't know, I feel like we lost the internet connection a bit. Girls, you got an answer?
I'm not hearing an answer from them. Maybe it's connection is not working, or maybe they don't have an answer. What do you think, Anas?
They can make dua against you.
Sorry?
They can make dua against you.
Okay. Anas said people making dua against you. I agree. And that could also be a very bad thing. Like the person could get angry and say, may Allah not give you anything good in this life. Or someone could get angry and say, may Allah destroy your life. And then that dua could come true, but something even worse. Yeah, but here the person did something bad to you, so the dua would go to them. Something worse than all of that, yeah.
Would you lose your home and your money and stuff like that?
You could, yeah. Somebody could make dua against you like that, but worse than all of that. Yeah, Anas, go on. Okay, Allah give all your good deeds to the other person and all the sins to you. But that's a punishment from Allah, right? What did you have? What do you think? Revenge, yeah, the person could take revenge on you. But even worse than that, I think the worst one than all of those things that you mentioned is that it becomes so common in the community that everybody does it. And suddenly there's nobody left that trusts anyone else, and the brotherhood among the Muslims completely breaks down. People completely lose all of their Islamic brotherhood. In the masjid, people don't trust each other. People start to fight against each other. People don't like each other. People start not talking to each other and fighting each other. And the whole masjid becomes like that because everybody is backbiting everybody else. And then everyone is having secret meetings with everybody else, right? And secret conversations with everybody else. And they're saying like that. They're pointing at one person and they're saying, and then the other person comes and says, this one over there, until all of the brotherhood breaks down and people don't trust each other anymore. And people don't trust their friends anymore. And people don't want to come to classes anymore. Or don't want to come to the masjid anymore. Because they say, I'm not going to come to the masjid. I don't want to come to the masjid anymore. Because everybody is talking about everybody else and everyone is backbiting everybody else. And I don't trust them. And that means that all of the Muslims, all our strength goes. And we become like the lone sheep. If a wolf is going to eat the sheep, which sheep does it eat? It doesn't eat the sheep that is all together. It eats the sheep that's by itself. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبْ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ The wolf eats the sheep that's by itself. And so everyone becomes by themselves because nobody can trust anybody else. And everyone makes everyone else hurt. And everyone hurts everyone else's feelings. This is why Allah made it haram. Yes.
Some people, like, they don't come to school because of backbiting and that everyone hates them.
Yeah, people don't come to school because of bullying, backbiting, people saying bad things about them. It's a very, very bad habit. Don't get me wrong, sometimes people do wrong things. And sometimes you have to say about those wrong things. So now my question is, when could backbiting be justified? When might it be allowed to say something behind someone's back that's true? Girls, what do you think? If it matters, okay, if it would affect... Okay, you guys are getting close. What do you think?
When the person does not mind you saying
it. Not even if they don't mind you saying it, it's still backbiting. Because you don't know. People say they don't mind, right? Like People, everybody says, I don't mind, or I don't mind, I don't mind. But inside it hurts. What do you think? Nearly, someone says something bad to you, you go tell someone else. Nearly, you're not far away. Yeah, what do you think? Go and give them both. So if it's good, it wouldn't be backbiting. And if it's in front of them, you're not allowed anyway because it comes under the surah. Al-humaza wa al-lumaza. What do you think?
Is it when Allah gives you permission to?
So when does Allah give you permission? When does Allah give you permission? Yes, Anas.
When the person is doing it openly.
When doing it openly, doing something bad. Did you have an idea? Okay, that's a good example. You gave a good example, like telling a teacher. That's a good example. Because if you tell a teacher what somebody did, it's still backbiting, right? Right? You're saying about your brother something they wouldn't like behind their back. But why is it allowed to tell the teacher? Why? You're making it more complicated. The girl's making it more complicated than it has to be because it affects other people. And it. There's a simple one, there's a four-letter word that you need. Clean four-letter words, please, yeah? No bad words, yeah? Yeah, go on. No, you're getting too complicated. Yes, Anas. No, you're too complicated. Yeah, go on. Okay, you're right, but you need I'm looking for a word, a four-letter word. A need. When there's a need that can't be done any other way. For example, you go to the court and the judge says, what did you see? Did you see this man steal that person's car? I can't say anything because it's backbiting. Yeah? You can't do that. Why? You have to say what you saw because there's a need. There's no other way to finish that need. There's no other way to do it except you have to say what you saw. You have to be honest about what you saw. So when there's a problem between you and someone and you go to your teacher, you tell them, there's no way to solve the problem except that. So you have to go to them and you have to be honest with them about what happened. So when there's a need and there's no other way to solve it, yeah, then you can say. For example, what about marriage? If someone came and said, I'm thinking to get my daughter married to this guy, and I heard you're his best friend. What do you know about him? I'm sorry, I can't say anything because it's backbiting. But then the whole life she might be miserable because she married someone who's a bad guy, but you can't say because it's backbiting. No, in this case, you're allowed to say, look, he's a lovely brother, but I wouldn't recommend it for marriage because of this or this or this. He has some bad habits, he gets angry, he fights with people, he plays with his water bottle in class when the teacher is talking. You know, stuff like that, yeah? So anyways, inshallah, if there's a really important reason, then you have to do it. But sometimes there is an important reason. But sometimes we trick ourselves. We think, oh, it's okay because I'm really upset about it. So I want to tell somebody. You got to be careful about that. Yes.
Both.
You first. No, first the one in the front and then the one in the back. Okay. Okay, so now you came up with the next question I was going to ask. But first, I'm going to listen to your friend behind you. Yes.
If someone burned your house, can you say it backbiting?
Yeah, if you had to tell something you saw, like you saw a crime, like you saw someone burning a house or stealing a car or beating somebody up or stabbing somebody or killing somebody, yeah, you have to tell what you saw. You have to. But now the question came to your question. How do you deal with backbiting when it happens? Now, this is really serious because not easy. This is the hardest question I'm going to ask you today. How do you deal with it? You're in a group of your friends and your friends start backbiting someone who is not there with you. How do you deal with it? It's very hard, wallah. Go on.
Tell someone that knows how to deal with it.
There's nobody there except you. Your friends are saying something bad about someone. Like, not really bad. We're saying someone, your friends, like, just say, oh, this guy's like this, he's bad. And you, like, you are there. What shall you do? How can you deal with it? What do you think?
You can tell them to stop, and, like, you can tell them what's going to affect you and your life.
So you can tell them, okay, what you learned in the class. You can say, ah, stop, wallah. Don't speak badly about him. Even if you want to be honest, say, look, if you want to say, look, go to his face and tell him you got a problem. If he's been bad to you, go and say it to him, but don't say it behind his back. Because it's cowardly to say it behind someone's back, right? It's like you don't have the guts, you're not brave enough to say it to his face. Don't say it behind his back. Don't say stuff about people behind their back. That's one option. What about if they just start making fun of you? What's your next option? Mubeen, what do you think? Stick up for yourself? Like right hook, left hook? Yeah, like... At least give him a chance, give him nasiha, be gentle. No, no, go on, be honest.
In the hereafter,
so you could say that in the hereafter, you're going to get in trouble and like you just like say, okay, it's your grave. You're going to go in your own grave, you do your own thing. But what should you do before the adhan? You should distance yourself from it, right? Don't be a part of it. Don't get involved. Say, listen, Ikhwan, if you're going to make fun of this guy and you're going to talk behind people's back, I'm going. I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to be here when you guys are talking about someone. Yeah, you can say to him, look, it's your own grave. You know, you're going into it. It's your own problem. But I don't want to be here when you're going to talk about somebody. If you're not going to stop, I'm going to go. And I won't come back until you change and start talking about something different. You could tell the person, but sometimes if you tell the person, you might make it worse, right? So sometimes it's a good idea to tell them, but sometimes it's not a good idea to tell them. Because sometimes you can make it worse when you tell them. Yes, last idea. You can, but first when the adhan time comes. Yes. Very good. This is excellent. Why don't you say something good? Listen, why don't you say something good about the person instead? When they're saying bad, oh, he's really bad, oh, he's so stupid, he's so like this, oh, he looks like this, his face is like... Why can't you say something nice? I say, ah, he's such a nice brother. I love this brother, he's so nice. Don't say bad things about him. I like this guy, he's really nice, and what you said about him is not nice. Don't say it. So you could say something good instead of the person saying something bad. Okay, it's time for the adhan. After the adhan, inshallah, we talk a little bit more about how to repent from backbiting.
رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته. Okay,
we said that الهمزة واللمزة, it also includes insulting someone to their face as well. It's not just غيبة. Even when you insult someone to their face, it's also called الهمز or it's called اللمز. When you insult someone to their face. So even if you go to someone's face and you bully someone or you make fun of them to their face, this is also included in the surah. So now my question is, how are you gonna repent? How do you make up from ghibah? So the girls are gonna tell me this one. How do you make up for committing ghibah? If you realize you did backbiting against somebody, how do you make it up? So the first thing is that you repent to Allah. Astaghfirullah. You ask Allah's forgiveness because you did something, leave your head alone. You did something against Allah, right? You did something against your brother, but you did something against Allah as well. So you say Astaghfirullah and you make intention never ever to do it again. And you keep away from what caused it. But now the girl said you have to say sorry to the person. Okay, girls, do you have to say to the person what you said? I said to them, your lessons are so boring. Do you have to say that? No. Yeah, you don't have to say. What can you have to say to the person? You can say to them, listen, that I said something about you and I'm sorry. I didn't mean it and I didn't mean to upset you, but I said something and I thought maybe you wouldn't like it. So forgive me. So forgive me. You could say it like that, right? That's one thing. Okay, what else? What about if you can't speak to the person? What about if the person has left? What about if the person, if you spoke to them, they would get so angry that they would do what Mubeen said and just punch you right there and then? Yeah, what would it be like that? Like, how can you get out of that situation? Hat? Yeah, what Yusuf suggested is correct. You could say something good about them in the place where you said something bad. So you had said something bad about Muhammad Tim's classes are so boring and so long. And then you could come and say, oh, Muhammad Tim's classes are really good, mashallah, we enjoy it so much. You could say it like that, yeah? So when you said something bad, you could change it and say something good. What else could you do? What about if you can't see that person? They're gone from you. They disappeared, like you can't find them anymore. Or maybe you said something bad about someone who lives very far away. You said something bad about a person who lives in a complete different country and you don't have any contact with them. You don't have phone number, you don't have email, you don't have any way. You don't have social media, you can't get hold of them. What are you going to do instead? You don't see them. What do you think? Make dua for them, yeah, at least give sadaqah for them, make dua for them, do some good that comes back to them. Give charity for them, make dua for them, ask Allah to forgive them, yeah? What else can you do as well? Like what Yusuf said, mention them in a good place. When you mention them in a bad place, mention them again in good. Don't be someone who helps other people to do backbiting. Don't be someone who helps other people to do backbiting, and don't be someone who gets involved in it at all. If you're going to say something to someone, say it to them, but don't say it in a bad way. Say it in a nice way, in a calm way, in front of them. But don't say it in a bad way. How then should you give, and maybe we'll come to Surah Al-Asr next, well, we won't do next week, because next week we'll have a break because of Eid, but maybe we'll have 2 weeks break because maybe I'll be away. So that's not even backbiting. That's just silly. Don't do that. Okay, yes.
Well, what if you backbite about a Muslim? Is that still backbiting?
About a Muslim?
A non-Muslim.
Okay, very good. Is it backbiting if you say it to a non-Muslim or about a non-Muslim? The answer is no, but it's still wrong. It's not backbiting because the Prophet ﷺ said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ, saying something about your Muslim brother that he doesn't like. But it's still wrong. Why is it wrong to backbite a non-Muslim?
It's going to come back to you.
It could come back to you. Okay, good.
They're
going to think bad of Islam. That's exactly the answer. They're going to think badly of Islam. They're going to say, you Muslims just backbite people and slander people and cheat people and lie to people and beat people up. That was your solution. Stop the backbiting. Just say, I'm going to stop it. I'm just going to go in there. Inshallah, no problem. Yalla. What if? Like how? Like if you said something you didn't. Like explain to me again. Yeah. As a joke, but you didn't like you didn't mean it. Then it comes under backbiting because you're saying something they wouldn't like, even if you're joking. So it's true that even joking comes underneath under the, what we've been talking about. Sometimes, wallah, people laugh, but they hurt inside. And you guys know that you felt it before, yeah? Like sometimes you're with your friends and everyone makes fun of you and you laugh. You're like, yeah, good joke, good joke. But actually it hurt you a lot. And you go back and you, all day you're thinking, oh, this is not good. My friends think this about me. I don't trust them anymore. It's not nice, wallah. Yes?
So you know how, for example, someone backbites someone another, right? And after that, you said something nice about them, but it actually wasn't true. Is that still okay?
Ooh, now you're asking a very good question. Are you allowed to say something nice about the person that isn't true? I would say, don't say something that isn't true, but say something general. Say something general. Like, oh, Allah bless them. You know, everyone has got good in them. Something like that. But don't say, for example, MashaAllah, he prays Qiyam al-Layl 20 raka'ah every night. And you're like, no, he doesn't. But say something that is like generally good. Like Allah bless him. Everyone has got good in them. Look at the good in people. Don't look at the bad in people. Like that. The most important thing when it comes to backbiting is to remember the mirror. What do I mean? Every time you do it, it's like somebody doing it to you. It's like you're looking at yourself in the mirror. When you see your brother, you should be like you're looking at yourself in the mirror. If you wouldn't want someone to do it to you, don't do it to other people. So we said, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. This surah tells us that the person makes a habit of it. Because al-hamzu wal-lams here, al-humaza wal-lumaza, the word it means, they do it a lot. So it tells that people, it becomes a habit, right? Because it becomes a habit, everybody knows. When you get by yourself, what do you start doing? When you get a group of people together, the first thing you start doing is talk about everybody else. Wallah, brother, I don't know what's he doing. I don't know what he came. And you get the habit of saying things about people. So don't keep that habit. Break the habit of speaking about other people. That's very, very important. Yes, Muhammad. Yes, it is true. It's like eating the dead flesh, not eating the live. I mean, eating like if you found your friend's dead body, you just took a knife and cut a bit off his arm. Eh? فَكَرِهْتُمُوا You would hate it. That's exactly right. What you said is exactly right. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوا Would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? No, you wouldn't. You would hate it. It's disgusting. You would hate it. So don't backbite. That's very important. Yes, Mubin. You may. Okay. Now we continue with the surah for just one ayah more and then we're going to stop. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ The one who gathered the wealth and counted it. Someone who gathered their wealth and counted it. Girls, tell me what's wrong with gathering your wealth and counting it? Surely I'm allowed to have a savings account, right? I'm allowed to save money. Okay, so the girl said the word jama'a here means hoarding wealth. What does hoarding wealth mean, boys? What does that word mean? It's a bit of a difficult word. Yes, Safa. Like keeping it away from people, not spending for anything good, just making piles and piles of it for the sake of it. Hoarding wealth. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ and counting it. What's wrong with counting your money? Surely you're allowed to check your bank balance, how much money in my account. What's wrong with counting your money? What kind of counting your money is wrong here? There's two answers. Go on. That's one. Counting your money so you can show off. So the person is there in front of all the poor people. Poor people are there. He said, you know, the guy drives up in a very simple car. He has a simple car. Like my simple car. He has a simple car, old car. He drives up. The other guy's like, yeah, today I just bought 3 cars. Bank balance is over a couple million. I'm going to buy a house tomorrow. And the poor guy sitting in front of him is saying, I can't even find any food to eat. He says, oh, you can't find food to eat? Yesterday, I ordered my food flown in by private jet from Switzerland. And then I didn't eat it afterwards. The problem is not what he did. The problem is he's showing off in front of the people. He's counting. Addadahu. He's counting all the money he's got and all of the rich things he's got and all of the things in front of the poor people to make them feel bad and to make him feel good. What's the other kind of counting wealth which is not allowed? Could be haram money. That's good. I wasn't thinking of it, but it's a good answer. It could be any addada al-mal al-haram. He's counting all the haram money that he had. More than that, yes, Muhammad. Good. This is the answer. He's counting his money because he wants more. Like he's just busy with that. He doesn't pray, doesn't fast, doesn't give sadaqah. The only thing he cares about is counting his money. Do you think people are like that? Well, you see people like that. They have the, you know, stock market on their phone, their bank balance, everything. Okay, yeah, today, yeah, I just made some more money. Yeah, I just made a few more thousand. Yeah, okay, few more thousand. And all day, no salah, no sadaqah, no goodness, no praying, no being kind to people, just all day counting the money they have. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He thinks his money is going to make him live forever. And how many people are like that? They think that the money they have is going to make them live forever. They think they're never ever going to die. One question for the girls, and then we're going to finish up. And my question is, who is the most famous person probably in history, in Islamic history? Who, can I finish the question before you answer it? Can I please, am I allowed to finish the question? Who was so rich and he thought his money was going to make him last forever and then the earth swallowed him up? The girls got the answer right. Boys, do you know? Fir'aun. Not Fir'aun, but very close to Fir'aun. Qarun. Inna Qaruna kana min qawm Musa. Was from the people of Musa. Fabagha alayhim. He was from the people of Musa. And he had so much money that he used to hire a group of strong men to carry what? To carry the money? No. What did he used to hire them to carry? To carry the keys for his money. His money was locked in chests and, you know, like, just the keys to his money, he had to hire a group of big, strong guys to carry the keys. The keys were so many, they couldn't lift them. The weak people couldn't lift them. So he had to hire a group of strong men just to carry his keys. And what happened when he thought his money was going to last forever? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. We made the earth swallow him and his house and all of his money. Everything got swallowed into the earth and it got melted into the earth. And it disappeared forever. All the money, all his house, all the keys, everything he had, Allah made him, the earth swallow him up and he died like that. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He thought his money was going to make him live forever. We have to stop the class because it's time for Salat al-Asr. Inshallah, if you had any quick questions I didn't answer, you can ask me after the Salah. That's what Allah made easy for me to mention. Allah knows best. وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.